Sweetest friends, we are going to be learning B'Siyata D'Shmaya, the Sefer Ben Lo Shri of the great Gaon and Tzaddik from Ranana, Harav Haberman. We have had Shirim in the past, and we learned about his life and times, and gave a biographical sketch, and saw that he was a Baal Mofes and a real tzaddik. That's what they call him, the tzaddik from Ranana. So the truth is that I know quite a few tzaddikim now from Ranana, but he was definitely sui generis, very unique. And the shir is dedicated to my friend Eliot Iglicki, and he should be zochar bracha v'tzlach v'chol ma'aseh yadav in the source of our learning. And we will start with Parshas Ha'azinu, at the beginning of the Parsha. So, as we've seen in the past, his Chidushim on the Parsha are split up into Drash, Pshat, Drash, Remez, and Sod, the various ways of understanding Torah. He also has some Pilpul he throws in, some Musar. So I get excited when I see the pilpul and the musar. Get a little lost when I go to the drash and the sod. I mean the remez and the sod. And we try our best to understand, and he should be a melitz yosha for us. We learn his Torah like he promised, that he should go before the kisei hakavod and ask Hashem, hey, I promised those chevra they're learning my Torah, they should have good things. So hopefully we will all be blessed, and I cannot think of a time in my lifetime where the world has needed more blessing than we do today. So the parasha begins, Ha'azinu ha-shamayim va'adabeira v'sishmaret imrefi. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, and may the earth hear the words of my mouth. Yesh lefaresh, we can explain this, al pi amram zal, based on the teachings of our sages and Sanhedrin, Sadi Aleph Amud Beis. The pasuk Yikra el Hashemayim me'al. The pasuk in Tehillim, I will call out to the heavens above. Zo haneshama. This is a reference to the soul. Ve'akavana she'im rak haneshama tazin v'tiyah b'chinas manhig. If the neshama listens and has the perspective, takes the role of leadership, az v'sishma ha'aretz. Then the earth will hear. What's the earth? If the Shamayim is the Neshama, then the earth is going to be the body. So you have the Shamayim is the soul, and the Aretz, this is a Drush, it's not Pashup Shad in the Pasuk. Don't try passing this by in a university setting. They usually don't go for these things, but I do, and I hope we do. There are many levels of understanding Torah, and this is the Drush level, not the Pshat level. So the Shamayim is the Neshama, the Aretz is the Guf. Yizdakech kol kach, it will become so purified, Shegam ha'artzius yishma b'kol Hashem. Even the earthliness will listen to the voice of God. Ve'al yidei zeh, continues the Pasuk, v'sishma ha'aretz imrei fi. What's imrei? Hama'amorim shelahem yif'alu pi k'mo shemosh rabbeinu alav shalom masha amar niskayim tisku gam ken l'madrigas v'yos b'chinas tzadik gozer v'kadosh baruch hu makayim. So imre means v'sishma ha'aretz, if the body listens, if you so purified your body that even your body hears the words of God, then imre, your words is going to be P. Who's talking here? Moshe Rabbeinu. Your words are going to be like my words, because we have a rule by Moshe Rabbeinu, and all tzaddikim, that's tzaddik, like we saw by the tzaddik from Ranana, who had that koach of tzaddik gozer v'akadosh baruch hu mekayim, that a tzaddik makes a gzeira and HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfills his gzeira. Here he references Shabbos Nantes Amud Beis, the Medrash Rabba. So if we're zocha that even our body will listen, then imrei pi, then your mamarim, your words are going to be like my mouth, be like the mouth of Moses. Wow, that's a pretty good thing. So you want to have a mouth like the mouth of Moses. Wow. Okay, well, continuing, we're skipping a few because of the more esoteric perspective that they present. And we are going to go to Ha'azinu HaShemayim. This is on page Kuf Samech Hei. HaTalmidei Chachamim, Af al pi she'enam tzrichim l'drashas harav. Talmidei Chachamim, even though they don't need the sermon of the rabbi, it could be that they say better than he does. They can sermonize, they can expound, they can give a better drasha than the rabbi. Nevertheless, the Torah warns them, they should still listen. The Shemayim, the great rabbis, the great Talmidei Chachamim, should still listen. So your Gadol comes to shul, doesn't normally daven in, and the rabbi, or does normally daven in, and the rabbi, who could be, you know, 100 levels beneath him in learning, teaches a little mishnayis between mincha and ma'ariv, the gadol listens. I heard stories like that about Rav Moshe Feinstein, that when he would, Rav would darshan, he would sit and listen with rapt attention, as if Rav Moshe Feinstein needed this rabbi to teach him. I heard about Rav Kenachovsky, who was the Gana Gaonim, he was mamisha. Super, not that Rav Moshe wasn't, but everyone heard of Rav Moshe, so I don't have to expand on his praises. But they would sit and listen to the Rav Kenachovsky, was, you know, just an unbelievable scholar. He would sit and listen to the Rav. The Rav is giving a shir. He would listen as if the Rav is teaching him. So that's why the Gedolim, the Shemayim, have to listen, even though maybe they say better than the Rav. Shevova Azinu Kamar Mashri Ador Shagdolim Nishmaim Liktanim. Fortunate is the generation, says the Talmud, that the great people listen to the smaller people. Ki yitzmach tova mizeh. Because great good will emerge from this, will sprout from this. V'sishma ha'aretz, and the aretz will listen. Heim ha'nashim ha'pshutim. These are the simpletons, people like me. Shein be'emes tzrichim l'shmoa ha'musur v'adinim she'yizharu b'hem. They need to hear the musur. They need to hear the dinim. Rabbi's giving a little bit of musur. They have to hear it. Teaching some halachas, they have to know about these halachas. It's new to them. If they see Talmidei Chachamim don't hear the drasha, they say, the Talmidei Chachamim understand what the rabbi, they know Torah, and they know that the rabbi has nothing to sell. He's not saying anything of substance. Ein b'dvarav mamish. So they don't go either. I know today, unfortunately, I see in shuls the rabbi speaks during the week. When I'm in America, when I'm in Eretz Yisrael, so where I live, there is no speech in between mincha and ma'ariv. But when I go to America, I usually daven in a shul that puts mincha and ma'ariv together, and there's a speech in between. I go to various shuls, not one in particular, and I see people sitting there with their smartphones. You know, the rabbi's giving. I was sitting in the back once, my last trip. I'm sitting in the back and I see everybody in front of me. I don't know if there was one guy there not playing with his phone. And the rabbi's giving his drasha, so I wasn't, just because I didn't have a phone to play with. So I'm no better than they are. But that's what he says here. They're not going to listen. That he says that we're going to be mevatel takan of Moshe Rabbeinu, because you have to learn the dina yom tov bizmano, like we see in the Gemara, and people aren't going to listen. And God should forgive me, says the great tzaddik Miranana, that I myself sinned in this, and I admit and confess, and other people shouldn't follow my lead. I made this mistake. He was a big gaon, a big tzaddik. And he felt, you know, the rabbi's talking. What does the rabbi have to teach me? Okay, terrific. Let's go to the, we'll skip the next one, and we'll go to the Jewish Hazino. By the way, just because we skipped, it doesn't mean we can't go back to them in future Shiurim. So don't feel like you're missing. If anybody wants anyone in particular, you can always contact me and ask me. So this is on page Kuf Samach Vav. Hazino Hashemayim, Lomdei Torah, Ve'adabeira, and I will speak. Give ear, Shemayim. Who are the Shemayim? Those great people, those Lomdei Torah. Ve'adabeira. What is Ve'adabeira? So Chazal teach us that the Dibur is Lashon Koshe. And when it says Amira, it's Lashon Raka. That's soft. Soft speech. Speak sweetly. Kosomar Lebeis Yankif, says in the Pasuk. Speak to the house of Jacob. Who is the house of Jacob? So my daughters attend a school called two younger daughters attend Beis Yaakov. That's the girls go to Beis Yaakov. Why Kosomar? Because when you speak to ladies, you have to speak sweetly. You know, when you walk into a Beis Medrash, you see the guys screaming at each other and they're jumping on top of each other. It could be insulting at times. That's guy talk. That's Beseder Gomer. That's for the guys. But when you're speaking to the ladies, you have to speak sweetly. You have to speak softly. Don't scream at them. Don't insult them. Women are sensitive. Not to say men are insensitive, but you know, we could be a little bit more gruff. We understand the sprach, the language. So that's the va'adabera. Dibor is lashon kasha. Amir is lashon raka. Ochichem bedvarim kashim. I'm going to rebuke them with strong words. Ki atem mevinim godel hapagamim shenasim ayde averas. Because you understand what great blemishes are made through averos. So that's why when you speak to the Shemayim, you speak to Melech Chamim, you can speak, as they say in Portuguese, shtark verter. You could speak strong words. Why? Because they understand when they sin what terrible repercussions there will be. This is Shema Ha'aretz. Who are the Aretz? The Ame Ha'aretz, the more ignorant people. Kishe Yiru Shatem Ma'azinim U'Mekablim Musri Azhem Gam Kem Yikablu Imreifi. Ooh, when they see the Tamir Chachamim are taking it to heart, they're also going to take it to heart. You know, we have a very, we're very much influenced by our surroundings. So if we see other people are taking the Musr seriously, we also take it seriously. Az Gam Hem Yikablu Imreifi. The words of my mouth, but here it's a Lashon of Amira. Dvarei Harakim Shepi Dover Aleim. When you speak to the Amoratsim, there you have to speak sweetly. I heard a story recently where Rav Adin Steinsaltz of the famous Steinsaltz Gemara, who unfortunately was Nifter recently, he had about 200 years of plans of what he wanted to write, and he wasn't Zoche, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give his Neshama and Aliyah in Gan Eden, and he should be Zoche to be Masig there, what he wasn't able to accomplish here, on whatever level he can. And I heard a story about him that he once went to a shul, very antiseptic, cold somewhat, very proper, very formal, very ceremonious, very modern type synagogue. I'm not saying anything bad about modern shuls, but this particular shul needed a little bit more fire. And they had him a scholar in residence, and he said that this is like a church. I feel like I'm in a church over here. Like, whoa! You know? And then he said that you need more fire. You need more chiyas. So he really gave it to them, and they loved it. So that was the koach of Rav Adin Steinsaltz, that he could give it to them, and they love it. But in general, when one is speaking to people who aren't such B'nai Torah, you really have to sugarcoat your words. You shouldn't be too stark. You know, you're in Bnei Brak, and they ask you to give a drush in the Chazon Ish Kolel, or in the Letterman Shul, you know, that's where Reb Chaim Kanievsky davens, and Stipler used to daven. My cousin lived down the block, so when I was much younger, I would go to my cousin's house, and for Shabbos or whatever, when I was single, daven there as well. So there, you can really lash into them, lace into them. But when you're speaking to the Ame Aretz, so Imrei Pi, it has to be softer. So if the Talmid Chachamim are listening to the Adabera, the Dipurim, then the Amei Aretz are going to listen to Imrei Pi, the softer words. Continues the pasuk, Ya'arov kamatar likhi, may my teaching drop like the rain. Sheshotef bizaf, so Ya'arov kamatar, may my teaching drop. May literally Ya'arov is like to drop, like a rifa to egla, to behead, to decapitate the calf. So that's the arifa or raif. Drop down. And kamatar, like rain. So explains the tzaddik of Renana, sheshotef bizaaf. It's like a funny thing, right? You know, people don't always think a tzaddik from Yushalayim, a tzaddik from Bnei Brak, a tzaddik from Tzvat, from Renana. No, like I said before, there are a lot of tzaddikim in Renana. Just he was one of the more famous ones. So that name stuck. So anyway, so Shotev Bizaf. So the rain comes down very strongly. Raining cats and dogs, they say in English. Likhi, my teaching. Hatamid Chom Sheni Lokech Otam Bechozka. That's Ya'arov Kamatar. They rain cats and dogs. My lekhi, my teaching. These are tamir chachamim that I take them strongly. So the way Rav Haberman is understanding this pasuk al pi derech hadrush is that when I'm speaking to the tamir chachamim, it's Ya'arov Kamatar. It's a rainstorm. It's powerful. You hear the thunder, boom, boom. That was very bad thunder sounds, but you know the sound thunder makes. So that's the that's likhi. That's for the Talmid Chachamim. I take them strongly because they understand. They understand that it's for their own good. My intention is tizal katal. What does that mean? That means may my utterance flow. Tizal is to flow. Katal. Like do imrasi, my utterance. So tizal katal she'enu niraklal biyiridaso, that you don't see it falling. Do you see do? No, I can't see do. Do you see do? No, you do not. Alright, no more jokes about do. So you don't see the do, you see the rain. So that's Tizal Katal Imrasi. Kachti Imrasi, my words should be Shelo Yargishu Inoam Mimena. They shouldn't feel discomfort from my words. That we're talking now about the Amei Haaretz, the more simple people. They shouldn't feel discomfort from my words. You have to make it sweet. Kisi'irim Alei Deshe. Like storm winds upon vegetation. Osam shemachzikim es atzman ba'achtus lo yazik lehem afilu yisurim shekoshim keruach sa'ara. Adarabah, yischasko ayde ze od yoser keperish Rashi. Rashi says, keruach sa'ara. Like a stormy wind. Kitargumo, kiruchi mitra. Ma rucho salalo machzikim sa'asav and megadlim osam. After every Torah megadlim eslom deyem. So just like the Divrei Torah, just like wind strengthens the grass and raises the grass, that's the Rabbi Avigdor Miller of blessed memory used to give classes about nature. And I remember one of the things he used to talk about, I didn't hear him personally, but I used to listen to the cassette tapes back in the cassette tape days, you know, 20 years ago. And he would talk about how important, as far as nature is concerned scientifically, the wind is. So wind strengthens the grass needs it. So to Divrei Torah strengthens, elevates those who learn it. So those who hold themselves to Achdus, if we have unity, then even Yisurim Kashim, even great pains like a stormy wind, even if we have stormy winds in life, then everything will be okay. Everything will be cool because we're all united. Together we fall, united we stand. There used to be a song in it. Oh boy, am I dating myself. The 1980s. It's a funny thing when you date yourself. What do you talk about on a date? Anyway, so there was a song, whatever, Hands Across America, and they raise money for poor people. So, together we fall, united we stand. That's it. So we're all together. So once you're together, you're mischazik. By Yisurim, Mekayimim Eschem, Yisurim give you strength, Umeitziven Eschem Lefanav, and make you stand before Him. This is if we have unity with all those Jews who are fearful of the word of God. Like the words of the Shunamis woman, I have a special chiba for this parasha because it was my haftorah, my bar mitzvah. So the Shunamis said to Elisha, who is a Talmud of Elijah the prophet of blessed memory, Besochami, among my nation, Anochi Yoshavis, I sit. Lakenelem Shumbakasha Pratis, he said, what do you want? She said, Besochami, Anochi Yoshavis, Anochi Yoshavis, I'm sitting among my people. I don't have any personal bakashas, no personal requests. So that's Kasirim Ale Desha. When you have Achdus, even though there'll be Seirim, there'll be storm winds, but it'll be upon vegetation, it'll just help you grow. Vechirivivim ale esev, and like raindrops upon blades of grass. Kirivivim, says the Rav, tipei matar hatordim lo notnim menucha kedechsiv dalaf tored biyom sagrir ale esev. So he says these are like drops. Now drops can be really annoying. Yeah, imagine like you're sitting here, you're listening to me speak, or you're not listening to me speak, and all of a sudden you have drops just falling. One drop, two drops, three. It's annoying, right? That's what the pasuk is saying. Kerivivim, these little drops of rain, hatordim, that are bothersome, lo nosne menucha, they don't give rest, as it says in Mishlei, dalof tored biyom sagrir, this delof tored biyom sagrir, this annoying leak. In modern Hebrew also, a dlifa is a leak. Also when someone leaks information, they also call it, they're always these hadlafot, when, you know, from the Balfour, from the Prime Minister, from the Knesset, from here, from there. So there are all these dlifot. So anyway, that's the leaking. So if you have this leak, this annoying leak, on the Yom Sagrir, on this wintry day, that could be very bothersome. There's no menucha. Alei Esav, on the grass. So that's what it starts. It starts Kasirim Alei Desha. What's Desha? Desha is all the vegetation together. And then the Esev, it doesn't say Asavim, no, it doesn't say Deshaim, but he understands that the Esev is Lashon Yachid. Misha Machzik Atzmo Nifrad. Right? Because Desha is all of the vegetation, and the Esev is just one grass. When you see yourself as being separate from others, then you have no rest. God save us. Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Lelokenu, the pasuk continues. When I draw mercy upon the world, that's why it's Kishem Hashem. Hashem is Yud and then a Hey and then a Vav and then a Hey. That's God's name of mercy. Havu, what is Havu? I will give. Now, Havu is 13 in Gematria, and that's the same Gematria as Echad. As one, the numerical value of Havu is give is one. Tiru atem lios kolchem ba'achdus gamor. Havu, be ba'achdus, be one. Godel, what's the godel? What's the greatness? Yadua de midas ha-chesed nikreis gedula. We know that God's midah of chesed is called gedula. This characteristic, this trait of kindness is called gedula, as we see in Divrei Hayamim, Chronicles 1, chapter 29, verse 11, and see also in the Tikkuni Zohar 67a. Kishem Hashem Ekra, I'm going to call out the name of God. We're going to have this Rachamim. It's going to be awesome. Havu, we're going to have Achdus. Godel, we're going to bring down greatness, which is Chesed. Leilokenu. But why is, how is Leilokenu fitting in here? Leilokenu is strict judgment. How do we have strict judgment here? We're talking about the Chesed. So explains the Rav, Tuchlu lahamtik gam gvuros umidas hadin. You can sweeten even the gvuros, the strong, the powerful judgments that God carries out. That's a Kabbalistic idea of hamtokas hadinim, that we don't want to get rid of the din. Din is necessary, but we want to sweeten the din. God, right? God wanted to create the world b'midas hadin. Rashi tells us, Chazal tell us, he couldn't because he saw kiviyachol, he saw the world wouldn't stand. So he's mishate if he joined in midas harachamim. But the goal of this world is to be zocha b'din, to really earn it. So we don't want to get rid of the din. We want to do is want to sweeten the din. That's why the minig is this time of year we take the bread, we make hamotzi, dip it in salt 3 times. So Mishnah Berurah says, Al pi Kabbalah. And then you put it in honey. That's called hamtakas hadinim. The salt is din, and then the honey is sweetness. You're sweetening the din. So that's what's going to happen. We have achdus, then havu, we're echad, then godel, we bring chesed, and that's leilokenu to our God. That's mamtik. That sweetens those sweet, those strict dinim. Amen, kain, yihi, ratzon. Amen, as they say in English, so it should be the will of God. I tell you, sweet friends, I had so much fun. So I hope that we're able to continue next time and learn a lot more of these great Torahs from the Tzaddik of Ranana, Harav Yitzchak HaKohen Haberman, Zecher Tzaddik the Kadosh Levracha. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.